Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with Ken Lovett. He's the Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies, longtime Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Quite a week. Governor Cuomo was back on WAMC's air talking with our Alan Chartok, who asked him about his plans in the future, and he came out with he's running for a fourth term.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly a shocker that he said it. He's been raising money aggressively this year. Look, we're still 3-plus years away from it, and there's no reason he would say he's not running. That would immediately make him a lame duck in his dealings with the legislature and others. So it's a, you know, it's not unexpected that he's running, but if he does run and wins, it would do something that his father never did. His father was a former 3-term governor. He ran for a 4th term but lost to George Pataki. And, you know, I'm sure Andrew Cuomo would like to top that.
Well, in the meantime, he's fighting with his state Senate. And the leader, Andrea Stewart Cousins, remarked that he's a little bit stressed.
Yeah, the governor also on WAMC and elsewhere really took shots at the Senate Democrats. It's been an uneasy alliance since the Democrats took control of the legislature and the state Senate in particular. And the governor said that while they got a lot of good things done the first month of the year, it was low-hanging fruit. And unless they accomplish a lot more in the last couple of weeks of session, then what was the point of fighting so hard to get the Senate Democrats in charge? And Andrea Stewart Cousins, in a very sly poke at the governor, but one I'm sure really bothered him, said, "Oh, he, you know, I get it. He must be stressed. You know, we're focused on the end of session, and every time we get into the budget or the end of session, he gets stressed, and people deal with it different ways."
She also said that she expected to pass big legislation.
Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot on the table, from rent laws to undocumented immigrants getting driver's licenses to marijuana laws. So there's still a lot out there that can get done. Now we've got a couple weeks to see if it does get done.
The other thing that the governor brought up, and admittedly didn't know about this, was something called the gay panic defense in New York he wants to get rid of.
Yeah, it's on the books that basically, it's almost like a temporary insanity thing that if you killed someone and said, "Well, I just learned he was gay and it really freaked me out," that's an actual defense, you know, and the governor wants to get rid of it. You would think it was the Senate Republicans that were blocking it all these years when they were in charge, but really it never went through the Assembly either, which was controlled heavily by the Democrats. They don't like taking away defendant rights, but it looks like this year there's a good shot, especially with the governor making it a priority for the end of the session, that it will go through.
Well, finally, Ken, the Business Council, major group, has come out in favor of driver's license for undocumented immigrants.
Yeah, that was actually a big deal, because you don't usually see the progressive left and the Business Council on the same side of things. But the Business Council said economically it makes sense that undocumented immigrants are here. This would make it easier for them to go to and from their jobs and do their jobs. They said it doesn't hurt anyone, and they came out in support. The momentum seems to be building. Colorado this week passed it, became the 13th state that would allow undocumented immigrants to have driver's licenses. The Assembly says, and here in New York, says it's going to pass it before the end of the session. The question is, do they have the votes in the state Senate? And even if they do, will they bring it up for a vote? Because it is, in certain areas of the state, a controversial vote, and especially on Long Island, where some of the members are vulnerable. So we'll see politically what they decide to do on that issue. Right now, it's probably about 50-50.
Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications, Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies, joins us on Fridays. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.